Earlier this week, we caught up with Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen to talk a bit about the Hastings High School Athletic Awards coming up. But little did he know I was also going to corner him because Hansen was also named the Hastings Public Schools Employee of the Year. Not only has Hansen been the Hastings High School Athletic Director, but he's also been the interim principal at Hastings Middle School this year. And Hansen, of course, never batted an eye. He's taken both jobs upon his shoulders and took off running with blue and gold colors. I knew that this was the only way to get Hansen to talk about himself, but he's extremely appreciative of the award.
I'm going to get you back for this, just on the record. But I appreciate the chance to address it because in the moment, it completely caught me off guard. I was encouraged to say a few words, and I kind of blacked out up on the stage, which is rare. I spend a lot of time in front of audiences and on microphones, so I have a lot of practice, right? And as I shared that day, with a little prep time, you can usually identify something impactful or poignant to say, and I just really struggled. I think that speaks to, I think maybe the impact, when I look back on it here a few days later, that it is significant. As I tried to say, it's totally unnecessary, but it is sincerely appreciated for a variety of reasons. One of those being, this is a recognition that's determined by your colleagues and your peers. And so it means a lot, right? The people that you've worked alongside for 6 months or 16 years, you know, and everybody in between. This has been a really, really challenging year and a really rewarding one. To be responsible for two full-time jobs at the administrative level at the same time is really a gnarly experience, but I wouldn't trade it. I'm really proud of the work that we've done. I'm glad that I did it. And I think that when you have an opportunity to be recognized for something like this, I think, yep, it highlights the individual things that you bring to the table. And at the same time, I'm proud to be a representative of all the experiences and all the people that I've had, you know, in this case, in my professional life, right? People that believed in me and challenged me and gave me opportunities. And so in that regard, I'm a reflection of them. I think the last thing I'd like to emphasize, you know, it's 26 years in professional education, 20 of those 26 right here in Hastings, but I have had a chance to do and continue to do other things. I've worked for the Minnesota Timberwolves and the University of St. Thomas, and I currently work for the Inside Out Foundation with an NFL partnership, and I've done some independent freelance things. Hastings is an awesome place to be. My wife and I have made conscious choices to live in the community in which we work. Some people don't necessarily love that combination. We feel like it's a moral responsibility, you know, to serve your community. We've proudly put our four kids into Hastings Public Schools, and for those reasons, it kind of really cements the fact that I'm proud to live here, proud to tell people that I'm from Hastings, I'm proud to tell people that I work for Hastings Public Schools, and so it's cool recognition, and thanks for honoring it, man.
Hansen has had so many opportunities to learn and work with so many people in Hastings and also in District 833, and I asked him who some of his biggest professional influences have been. Many names listeners will recognize.
Boy, I love the question, and you're right. I've got a scroll, fortunately. If I name five people, there's 25 more that fit right on an equal playing field, but I'll give you a few. Pete McGinnis, Paul Veit, Rich Clymer, Bob Majeski, Mike Johnson, all people who kind of took a chance on me, especially in my early stages or when I was transitioning from one position to the next, right? So the encouragement, seeing something in me that when you're young, you may not see in yourself, and encouraging, pushing, challenging, whether it be in a teaching role, a head coaching role, transitioning to administrative role, that's a small group, but a really impactful group that played key roles at key times. I also think, you know, my ability to kind of just work alongside or watch other people do the job, right? So Tom Johnson and Don Miller as the two ADs that immediately preceded me, the ADs that were in the Suburban East Conference when I first stepped into that role were just so impactful and helping that formative piece. These are names that are outside the zip code, but Jeff Whistler, who's a retired AD, most recently at Matamidi, and to your point, just how to be the best version of yourself. I mean, I could keep going. Those are significant ones, but also say this, direct and indirect, probably the two most significant people in the leadership journey, particularly in the last 10 years, Jackie Kranz in the athletic office is 10 employees in one. If I'm being recognized as the employee of the year, she should be standing right next to me. Her level of integrity, her level of commitment to the community, the diversity in which she can apply a skill set, it's just incredible to behold. It's such a unique job that most people can't quite even wrap their head around how she supports me and our 125 coaches and our 1,000 different kids, but she's phenomenal. And then, listen, my wife Amy's been on this ride for, you know, over 20 years, where she very consciously married coach, you know, in 2001, which has turned into coaching coaches and a whole bunch of other things. But you can't serve in community roles like this, public-facing roles, without that partnership and that support. And so what she's able to lift up for me personally and for our family is just phenomenal. So I'll pause there. You give me another 30 minutes, I'll keep going, but I appreciate it. Those are all just phenomenal people.
Congratulations to Hastings Athletic Director Trent Hansen, your 2024 Hastings Public Schools Employee of the Year.